Welcome to the Purdue Dairy Digest. I'm Dr. Tamalee Nenick. In this installment of the Dairy Digest, we are on location at the Indiana Livestock, Forage, and Grain Forum with Dr. Mike Brooks, an associate professor from Kansas State University. Today, Dr. Brooks will be talking about feed shrink on the dairy.
In many cases, the shrink of forages and concentrates on your dairy may be costing you about 50 cents per cow per day, or about 70 cents per hundredweight of milk produced. While we will never get feed shrink to zero, there's a lot we can do to improve where we're at today. In today's economic environment, every cent is important to the bottom line. So where should we start looking for the savings? Well, probably go out and start with looking at your wet forages. If you feed corn silage or haylage, see if you can answer the following question. How much forage do you harvest that never gets to the cows? If you are using a drive-over pile that does not have sidewalls and a dirt floor, and you do a poor job of packing the silage and covering it, you may be losing somewhere between 35% and 40% of the feed that you've actually harvested. This includes what is lost in the fermentation process due to excessive heating. This loss could be costing you as much as $175 per cow each year, depending on how much silage you actually include in the ration. Research has shown that these losses could be reduced to about 10%. So there is room for improvement in most of our farms, and there is cost savings to help fund those improvements as well. Second, look for losses associated with commodities. What commodities can shrink 15% to 20%, depending on the length of storage and the type of storage that they're exposed to. Even with dry commodities stored in open front commodity sheds, you can have huge losses due to wind, and in some cases this can exceed 10% of the feed delivered. Often this cost is not realized because feed shrink is never actually measured on the dairy.